Okay, let's start from Daf Chavav Amid Beis, the Mishnah. We started it, but we'll start it again.
Oh,
it's
wrong.
There's all the pile of Gemara right behind me. There's all Rosh Hashanah. So the shofar will blow longer than the chatzaitus and the trumpets, because the mitzvah of the day is with shofar. And with tiniest, they blow with a bishal schorim kfufin, with a male sheep, a ram's horn kfufin, which is bent. Upihen the tzupa kesef, and the pihen, the mouth, is covered with silver. Ushtecha tzaitres be'emtza, and there's two trumpets in the middle. Shofar mekatzer, the shofar over here by the tainis is mekatzer, goes shorter. The chatzaitzus marichas, and the chatzaitzus go longer. Shemitzitz hayayim bechatzaitzus, because over here the mitzvah of the day is with chatzaitzus. Shava hayayvel Rosh Hashanah letkia ule brachas. The yayvel and Rosh Hashanah for the tkias and the brachas are equal. We do the same thing. Have you the aim of Rosh Hashanah taking bishal scharim, bevevis bishal yal? And Yehuda argues and says, on Rosh Hashanah we blow with a shofar of Zecharim, so Yalam is straight. And whenever it says Yalam means straight, and whenever it says Zecharim it means bent. So on Rosh Hashanah we blow bent, and on Yehuda we blow on a straight. Amar Rav Levi, Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah Shana Kippurim Bekfufin Veshal Kol Hashanah Bekshutin. The mitzvah of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur must be done with a bent, bent shofar, and all year, referring to a tiny ace, is done with pshutin, with a straight one. But we learned that a shofar Rosh Hashanah is done pashut, with a straight one, and Levi just said that it's done bikfufin, with a bent one. Levi is holding like a different, not like our Mishnah. The Tanya, Biudaymer, Rosh Hashanah, how you taking Bishal Scharin Kfufin? Will be Yoivos Bishal Yalim. And on Yoivos with Yalim, with straight ones. Malayim Hilchsek Rabbi Yehuda. So why did Levi just say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Why is Levi saying it as if it's a zone? If he's saying just the Mishnah. So say, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If he would have said that the halach is like Reb Yehuda, then he would have thought that Yovel is included in that. But Levi does not agree with Reb Yehuda. Levi does not paskin like Reb Yehuda by Yovel. Over there he paskins like our Mishnah, and that's why he doesn't say he paskins like Reb Yehuda. So he actually paskins not for Yovel, for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he paskins like Reb Yehuda, but for Yovel he paskins like our Mishnah. What's the machlokes?
One second. Yes. It seems to me from the Tanakh comment and Rabbi Yehuda, both hold that it's a straight shofar. So why is there a machlokes?
By what?
By Yovel b'shal yalim. Right.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the Mishnah.
That's Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Tanakh comment?
The Tanakh comment. Oh, the Tanakh.
Not Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, okay.
That's Rabbi Yehuda again.
Even though it's not a Tanis, but it means if it's anything outside
the word. Okay. But Mike Miflegi, What is the machlokes over here between bent and straight? Mar shavar, Rosh Hashanah, kama dekayif, inish daite, tfei marli. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah, the more the shofar is bent, a person bends himself, tfei marli. We learned that from the Akedah, Yitzchak. The more a person is straight in Kippur, he has to be standing straight. Like Rashi, let's look at the bottom Rashi over here. Kama de pasha tfei adif. Mishum nasa levivenu el kapoyim. It says in Eicha that lashon of standing straight up. Hilchah Rosh Hashanah b'shutin del tfilahu, because the ikir of Rosh Hashanah is tfilah. And we learn out in Kippur the same thing from Xavier Shava. So on Rosh Hashanah, actually, people think that the Iker Din of Rosh Hashanah is that a person is supposed to ask for things. Nowadays, everybody's asking, we have Rosh Hashanah, the time to ask for your bakashas, what you need, from the Bnei Shalom, Panosa, Fur, Shidduch, whatever it is you need, that's what you ask for. Pashtus, that is not at all what Rosh Hashanah is for. The Ikar of Rosh Hashanah is tefillah, to do what? To be mamlech the Baruch Hashem. That is the only point. The only thing is, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is very, you know Rabbi Yaakov?
Beg your pardon?
Do you know this Rabbi Yaakov? I'm married to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky says, very interesting. Hashanah Rabba, we know, is the Gemara Din. He says, you will not find it in the Gemara, you will not find it in the Rishonim. It's not put down to much later form, this concept of Hashanah Rabbah being in Gemara Din. Why not? Well, why is it first brought down? It says, and put down the Rishonim first. He says, why isn't it brought down earlier? So Yaakov says, in the olden days, when you told somebody it was the Yom HaDin, they couldn't focus on any of their tzrach, and they couldn't do, all they can focus is the Yom HaDin of davening to the Rebbeinu Shalom. They would be petrified. They were on such a high madriga. As opposed to nowadays, we're the exact opposite. So Yaakov explains. On Rosh Hashanah, the olden days, the Eilti Mamach, the Rebbeinu Shalom, didn't have to put in their own bakoshes. He says, nowadays, for us, on a low madriga, to be Mamach, the Rebbeinu Shalom, it has to be tzrach, something in it for us. I'm going to dive into everyone now. It feels we have bakashas, we have personal bakashas. That's a way to get to that ultimate of being mamlech the Rebbeinu Shalom. If I'm going to ask God that He should give me parnasa, so that's the way I'm being mamlech the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's the king of the world, and He's the one that can give me parnasa. So by my asking the bakasha, I'm sort of getting to there, but I'm not really. That's not the ikar of the bakasha. The ikar is the mamlech the Rebbeinu Shalom. He says, on Hashanah Rabba. If the olden days, if they would have told them, Hashanah Rabbah is a little bit of a mix. It's a Gemara Din, but it's also a Yom Tov. So if they would have said in the Gemara, they would have told people that it's a Gemara Din, they wouldn't have been able to have any Yom Tov. There would have been no Simcha at all. It's a Simcha, the Maaseh Hashanah Rabbah is a Din of Simcha, and it's not Shaykh for them to have Simcha if they wouldn't know it's a Gemara Din. So they didn't tell anybody. Only the premier, the top gedolim of those generations knew this, but they didn't tell it to the masses because they wouldn't be able to have simcha. Nowadays we have to keep on hearing it, so chash we should have a little bit of fear. We hear the Gemara Din is not taking away from our simcha, but hopefully it's still, we can a little bit, you know, take the Gemara Din and take that, put that into the simcha, but it doesn't take away from the simcha. Another state in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, very interesting.
He said it in the Sefer, or
it's in Emes LeYaakov. Yes, it's by it talks about it by the Karbonos of Yom Tov. Very interesting. Let's finish the Gemara. Umar Sava Rosh Hashanah, the second to last line. Umar Sava the Tanakam holds Rosh Hashanah Kama the Pasha Inish Daite Tzvei Marli. B'Tiny is Kama the Kayif Inish Daite Tzvei Marli. He says that on Rosh Hashanah you're really supposed to be straight, as opposed to on tiny is he's supposed to be bent, and the Tanakam is holding that the Iker of Rosh Hashanah is saying is not a din of tefillah really, it's a yom hadin but not of tefillah, as opposed to tiny is the whole thing of a tiny is that the Rebbeinu Shalom caused it, let's say, for it to be a drought, and therefore a person, everyone has to be machnir themselves and they have to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom and do tshuva, and therefore the more bent you are the better off it is. The Ramban says, certainly with all these things about the Shefer, it's l'chatchila, he holds that on Rosh Hashanah it should be bent, Ban Panasim, which we do. He also says it should really be from an aisle. And the reason it should be from an aisle is because of the Akedas Yitzchak. We want the Ban Shalom to the Akedas Yitzchak, and then a special source. Zav de Gemara, Tapu Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Upiv Netzupa Zav. It says if you have the shofar covered with gold at the place where you, where the mouth is, where the, you, someone puts his mouth on the shofar, it's possible. But if you put gold on it where it's not going to be by the mouth, then it's kosher. So how could we say piv mitzubazo? Amar Abaye ki. Na na masnishin shalom makom nachas betna. Yeah, okay. We're also talking about where it's not, the gold is not actually where the mouth is. So now the one of them, Mefarshim, go back and forth about where exactly is this gold. Is the gold on the outside? Is the gold on the inside? So they say if you put gold on the inside of the shofar, so then you're not blowing a shofar. You're blowing into a piece of gold. But what happens if you have the gold on the outside? If you have the gold on the outside, so then it's not, I'm blowing a shofar. The only problem is there's a chatzitza, there's a separation between the mouth and the actual shofar, which causes a psul in the blowing of the shofar. It's a very interesting sugya, this whole sugya of blowing a shofar. My 8th grade Rebbe, he gave us a test. It's a very hard test. The highest mark in the class was a 72. And he had all these wacky questions. You had to think about everything. And one of the questions were, how many tkiyas are you mechuyif to blow on Rosh Hashanah? So people started asking, all the smart kids in the class, the Raisa, the Avonon, all the, you know, what, the Lomdisha people, you know. Answer was, no one got it right. Answer was, zero. Now, loch is mefurish, you're not mechuyif to blow one shayfer blowing, you're mechuyif to hear. You want to know what you have to hear, you can already be done on the Abon, on the Raisa, 9, 10, 100, the Gantaza. Of the Amethyst, you have to blow, the answer is zero. So now, for years, I went through the Sugya.
What is the Nafka Mina? Is that the same as Megillah?
So that's a very interesting question. Megillah is a Chiyav also to hear. But there's also, you see, that's the thing, there's a little bit of that, we're looking at all these halachas of how the shofar has to be. Is a katan allowed to blow on Rosh Hashanah? No. Why not? If it's a din of he has to be yoytzi me, so then I can hear. Is a din of, is a din of being yoytzi me, so if he himself cannot be yoytzi the mitzvah, so how can he yoytzi me? But why can't he blow? If he blows a kosher shofar blowing, then it should be good. So apparently, even though the ikkar din, I looked through many sources, and some said it a little stronger, a little more, you know, clear, but to understand it, the bottom line is that there is something to the blowing as well, and there has to be a kosher person blowing a kosher shofar, a pidin, for the person to be yaitzah the hearing. The ikkar is the hearing, it's true. And he doesn't, like I said, and that's how does all this work? Does a person who's blowing have to have das to be moitzi, the person that's hearing for the brachas, but l'chayra, for the actual shofar blowing, he's blowing the shofar, and he can be thinking whatever he wants. Doesn't matter what he's thinking. Or does it? So again, all these things are very interesting when you're going through the hilchos shofar. Remember though, the mitzvah is to hear it, the mitzvah is not to blow it. There's no mitzvah to blow it. If you blow it and you don't hear it, you're not yet to the mitzvah. If you put stuff in your ears and you don't hear the shofar and you blow, you're 100% not yet. Okay, let's go back there. Shnei chatzeis min hatzodim. There are two chatzeis on the sides and there's a shofar in the middle. Utrei koli minish tamoi. And can you hear two sounds at the same time? It says Zohar by Shabbos, when the Aseres HaDibros of Shabbos, one time it says Zohar and one time it says Shomer. So it says B'dibur Echad Nemru, it was said at one time. It's something that the mouth cannot say at the same time. In other words, the mouth cannot say two words at the same time, and the ear cannot hear two at the same time. And it says that there was an ace that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made when by Zohar v'Shomer, when he gave over the Aseres HaDibros of Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shlomo at the same time said Zohar v'Shomer, and Klal Yisrael heard Zohar v'Shomer at the same time. But in theory, but that's the point is, Gemara said that was an ace. But normally, you cannot hear two sounds at the same time. Lekach Mayach v'Shefer. So the Gemara says, that's why we have the Shefer go longer. So we have the Chatzesus and the Shefer going together. Chatzesus stop, and the Shefer continues. So I hear the Shefer by itself.
I thought the nace was that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was the only one that could say two words at the same time. But if two people at the same time, one said Zohar and Shomer.
So number one, the Gemara is going to talk about if it's two different people, it might make a difference. And it could be if you're hearing it from one person, that in other words, by the Rebbeinu Shlomo there was a double nace. You have a good point, but when the Rebbeinu Shlomo said it, that was one being, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he said two words at the same time. So you, even though the Rebbeinu Shlomo can have by nace, I mean, Rebbeinu Shlomo does it, but by through a nace, the Rebbeinu Shlomo could say two words at the same time, a human being can't hear it. The Gemara is going to discuss if it's coming from two different people. You're right; it could be easier to hear things. The Gemara is going to discuss that. It's a good point. L'kach ma'ayah b'shefer. L'meim v'dechishom aseit kiyeh b'lo etchilat kiyeh yotze. So one second. So you started blowing the shefer and the chatzesus at the same time, which means that I do not hear the beginning of the shefer blowing, and then the last 5 seconds, let's say, I hear the shefer. So all I heard was, I didn't hear the beginning of the tkiya. All I heard was the end of the tkiya. Are you yoitzer if you only hear the end of the tkiya? Chayyur Igmar is asking, you need to hear the beginning of the tkiya and the end of the tkiya. Ormeila tkiya tkiya b'loi say tkiya yotze. So from here, he's trying to bring a raya from the Gemara that you can see, we see from here that if you don't hear the beginning of it and you hear the end of it, you're yoitzer. Tashma. Is that true? Now we want to prove, is that true that you can hear not the beginning of the tkiya and only hear the end of the tkiya, and you're yotzer hearing the whole tkiya? In the pashas, you really have to hear again the beginning of the tkiya and the end of the tkiya to be yotzer hearing the tkiya. Toshma, toka b'rishayna, umasha b'shnayim kishtayim ein b'yada yala achas. If someone, he blow tkiya, let's say tkiya, chua, tkiya. That's a set of three, right? Tkiya, chua, tkiya. And then you're going to stop the next set is again, tkiya, chua, tkiya. So by the third blowing, the third and the fourth are both tkiyas. Tkiya, chua, tkiya, tkiya. So the third and the fourth are both tkiyas. If you blow one long one, let's assume this man is a few seconds, and you do three times the length, but you don't stop. Or can you be yetzer both tkiyas? So it says here that you only get one. No such concept. It doesn't matter how long you blow it. It doesn't matter that there's yet two keys after the other. If you don't stop, it's only one. Am I? So why not? Why can't you be a testalic levitarity? Let's cut it, make it into two. Psuket, kiyosim, adadi leipaskin. The Gemara says, no, you cannot cut in half. One long key you can't cut in half. So you can't bring it right. It could be that if you don't hear the beginning, you only hear the end, you still hear it to a tkiya. But to have one long tkiya and make believe like there's a split in the middle and you got two tkiyas, that doesn't work. Toshma tekeya l'seichabor l'seichados hadus into a bur, into a pit, or into a cistern, or l'seichapidus, or into a large barrel. In kol shofar shama yotza, if you hear the coil, the sound of the shofar yotza, in kol havara, but if you hear the echo, in kol havara shama, if you hear the echo, lo yotza, you're not yotza, am I, why not, lepo petchilas tkiya, let's say that he heard the beginning of the tkiya, right, because how does an echo work? An echo work is only first you hear the sound, there's a sound first, and the echo then takes off from that sound. So anytime there's an echo, there has to be the original sound at the beginning. So if I blow a shofar, the first split second was the actual shofar. So why am I not yetzer with that? Who cares if there's an echo? There's an echo after that, but let me be yetzer with that very first sound. Before it combined with the echo, so therefore I should be able to be answered that. Allah said, the Gemara says no. El tarti kali mechad gavril l'mishtamoy, like you said, El tarti kali mechad gavril l'mishtamoy. From one gavra, I can't hear two sounds. Mitrei gavri mishtamoy. But from two different sounds, two different gavras, and two people have one person over here, one person over here, both saying something, there I can hear both. Mitrei gavri mishtamoy. And if you read, is that true? Is that so? One person leans and one person translates. You cannot have people at the same time being kayre and mitargim. So here we see that Trey Kali learns them away from two separate gavras. Halay damya. No, so we're going to compare it to the sefer. What's the sefer? B'halal uva megillah afila asara kairin. By halal and megillah, even if 10 people are saying it at the same time, you get it. Alma kiva mechavya yahav daitari. Because it's chavav, they say halal and megillah. Megillah is something very chavav to people. So when something is chavav to a person, he's able to focus out and hear one. Just so you know, when we're saying it's trei kol mishtamoy, is another point here that you need to realize, is it that trei kol mishtamoy means that you do hear both or you hear none. In other words, if I have two people leaning megillah, am I hearing, you can't even focus on one and you're not yetzer at all. I have two people laning megillah at the same exact time. So maybe that because both of them are laning, it sort of cancels out each other and I'm not hearing anything. I'm hearing a bunch of gibberish. As opposed to saying is that, well, for sure one of them I can focus on and I can hear one because it's chavir and I'm not hearing more than one. The svara of chavir says I can focus on one that I want to hear. They say, I once saw a chat that people have a minig on Pesach, and that everyone around the table, all the men say at the same time Kiddush. And the wives are yetzer with this Kiddush of the husband. Not everyone has this minig, everyone has different hagim, but some people have this minig. So I once saw someone saying the same concept of that every wife can hear her husband's... the other people are not mitzir, they don't have mighty mitzir. Her husband has a mighty mitzir, but because it's chaviv to her, the Kiddush, and it's her husband, so she's able to be there, it's your daite, that she's able to focus and hear specifically her husband's, and not be confused with everyone else's. Being that it's chaviv, so therefore yavdaiti v'shama. We're talking about the shofar, so that's why the reason why the shofar, even though it is chatzetzus and shofar at the same time, we actually hear the shofar even while the chatzetzus are going. Why? Because shofar is chaviv. The din of shofar is the same din as halal and megillah, and the person is very chav to a person, and he can able to focus on it. Elam ma'arach b'shofar. So if that's the case, then why do I have the shofar go longer? Leida shemitzvah sayim b'shofar. The teacher says that the mitzvah sayim is b'shofar. You're right. It really could have stopped in terms of us listening and hearing the shofar and being yotze the shofar. It could have stopped the same time as the chatzetzus. It's just to let us know that the ikar mitzvah of the day is with shofar. Why do we have one time we have zahav and one time we have kesef? Anytime there's a knufya, a gathering of people, anytime there's a concept of a knufya, there they use silver. They say, I say the chosheich has just kesef. The Pasuk says, anytime it has it talking about over there by a knufya, therefore you need kesef. The Torah is concerned about the moment of Klal Yisrael, and by a tainis, we can have many, many numerous tainis throughout the year, and therefore we say anything that you're going to use a lot, kesef is good enough. And because the Torah is worried about the mammon of Klal Yisrael and doesn't want them to have to spend a lot of money. Hasan amin avid the kesef. So why don't you use it on Rosh Hashanah also? If that's the case, so the Torah is worried about the money of Klal Yisrael, so on Rosh Hashanah also use kesef. Afili hachi, you're right, they are worried about it. But kavod yom tif, the din of a kavod yom tif is more important, then therefore there you should use both. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Sarvel Mevet of the Kamas Nisim. He said that the only time in our Mishnah said this din is only talking about the Mikdash. Tanya Amiyachi, Mikdash, I'll be Gvulin, Mokum Sheikhaisus, Ain Shaif, Mokum Sheikhaisus, Ain Chatzaisus. Anywhere that's not by the Mikdash, wherever there's a din of Chatzaisus, Tainus, there's no Shafer. And wherever there's a din of Shafer, there's no din of Chatzaisus. This whole thing about having a Shafer longer and Chatzaisus on the side and vice versa is only been by the Mikdash. And any other place and any other time, it is not done, it's only done separately. You never have both at the same time. They were said at the same minig, they said the same thing. The only time they were knowing this concept of having chatzetzus and shofar at the same time was only with the Shah Mizrach, by the Harabais. So being right from the pasuk, it says in the pasuk that chatzaisus v'kol shofar real name melech Hashem in front of a melech Hashem. The only time you have kol shofar and chatzaisus at the same time is when you're in front of the melech Hashem, and that is only by the mikdash.
Yes. Let's ask you a question going back a little bit. How come we're not concerned about Enkatega Nasa Senega? Even if the gold is not on the is somewhere on the shofar, shouldn't we be concerned about that? Because that was the whole question we had on the previous. Why we don't use the para?
It's not adorned. You know, it's not used as an adornment. There were three different dinim of the Enkatega Nasa Senega. There was one track of we had the Kivin the Shtani Yishtani, the blood.
Right.
So being that it doesn't look like it at all, it wasn't. The second thing was that you're not wearing it as an adornment. The third thing was bringing into the Kachay Kachay.
Right.
So the thing is that as long as gold was brought into the Kachay Kachay, we had the Kaf and the Machta was brought in. But because it wasn't as an adornment, it was.
Right.
It's not an adornment. So even you can bring gold into the Kachay Kachay. Shofar is like bringing into the Kachay Kachay. That's what we said. The Gemara said Shofar is the current on Chaykes. Rabbi Yossi doesn't have a problem. Rabbi Yossi says that who says? But that was what we said over here. But the Tanakhama says that bringing in the shofar blowing is the current, is like going into the Kachay Kachay. But the only problem that we have, Enk Tegin Asa Senega, the bottom line with the Gemara comes out with Maskana, is that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear big day Zohar clothing as an adornment. That's also. You're allowed to bring in a Kaf HaMachte, you're allowed to bring in gold into the Kotche Kotchen because it's not used as a thing. You're allowed to have the blood of the Parah in the Kotche Kotchen because Kivin the Ishtani Ishtani. And therefore the Shefer is not any problem really because you're not using it as an adornment. The din of gold is only a problem of the adornment. The din of shofar in and of itself, nothing to do with the gold. You know, the gold, you have to, no, I'm trying to make it, there's three different groups, don't confuse the two. The shofar is the din in and of itself, that the shofar, even nothing to do with gold, was a problem, and that the Gemara addressed, which is why one of the reasons why the Gemara says, why is it a problem, and that's Machlokes, Tanakam Gresi. But the gold, the only problem with gold is if it's worn as an adornment. Anything that's not, if it's not gold, is not worn as an adornment. You could bring in the kaf, the machte, the orin had, the orin is sitting there. They can be gold. The shofar can have gold. It's not a problem. The problem of the shofar is that it could be a problem of itself. If the horn is of a horn of an eagle, so that's the shayla. The Gemara dans in and of itself. Got it?
Yeah.
Shava Hayoivel Rosh Hashanah L'Tchiyah L'Brachas. Yoivel is equivalent to Rosh Hashanah for Tchiyah and for Brachas. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak. Aman Matzli Non Hoid. Who is Masak? Who says this Tfilah? The Tfilah is that we quote is a quote. Zeh Hayoim Tchilas Masecha Zicharin LeYoim Rishon. This is the beginning of the Bria of the world. This is a Zicharin of the first day. What does that mean? Kaman Ker Belazer. The Amar Tishrei Never Olam. Rabbi Elazar says that in Tishrei the world was created, and that's why we say Zeh on Rosh Hashanah Zeh Hayoyim Tchila Masecha. This is the first day. Now, obviously, the first day really Rosh Hashanah was actually when Adam was born, but that's considered, even though it's little, that has a din of Nivra Olam on that day, because actually the Bria started 5 days before Rosh Hashanah. Adam was born on Rosh Hashanah. Moser Rav Ina Shavi El Hashanah Tchila Brachas Vayikazayin Chilas Masech Zikran Emishin. Yovel is equivalent to Rosh Hashanah and Tchiyah for Brachas, right? So we're saying all the same things. But how could you? How could you say Yovel? This sentence Zayin Chilas Zikran Emishin. Yovel is not on Rosh Hashanah. Yovel doesn't come on Rosh Hashanah. Yovel on Yom Kippur, whatever. Why do we say this pasuk on Yovel? It only applies to Rosh Hashanah. The Kali Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah is a Yovel Asa. On Rosh Hashanah, Taka applies, and on Yovel, it makes no sense to say that. Kikonia Shaira. We're talking, you're right. That Pasuk Taka is left out on Yovel. Everything else is equivalent. Rav Shishi Avidi says this is what happened. The one that says that the sentence of is not command loiker Belazer. Belazer does not say that. It's just the same thing that he said before, just coming from the other way. The ear of Belazer, because if it would be Rabbi Elazar, here in our tradition of Olam, it can't be that Rabbi Elazar is the one that said there was Masakan this tefillah, the sentence, because if he says that, then how could we say it on Yovel? We said that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are the same, but we can't say this pasuk. And for the Gemara, keep telling Yeshaira, no. Rabbi Elazar was talking to Sakinis, and the reason that we have, when we say Shove, Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, applies to everything except for this pasuk. Says this parasha, V'hoyo Ekev Tishmon. We finished. That if a person is going to be mekayim the eker, then the Torah goes on to give brachas. What is eker? Like Rashi, v'yeker tishmon im amitzvoy sakaloi she'odim dosh ba'akavov tishmon. If a person is going to be careful with the easy mitzvahs that are often stepped upon, dosh ba'akavov, it's threshed, it's trampled on with its heel. So if a person is careful with that, then he's not going to get all these brachas. What is the significance of that? An interesting maaser with the tzemach tzedek. The Baal Tanya asked him, he was a young child, and he asked him, what does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk says in Parashas Teilos, Eker asher shoma Avram b'koili, v'yishmon mishmartim mitzvoseh v'koseh v'seresh. What does the word Eker mean? And he explained that the word Eker means that Avram Avinu is going to listen to the Rebbeinu Shalom down to the very being of his heels. That's what he answered. So what is the meaning of that? When a person does a mitzvah, certain mitzvahs we discussed before about schar, a person can do mitzvah because of schar, not because of schar. But the eker reason why a person is supposed to do mitzvahs is because he wants to follow and fulfill the will of the Rebbeinu Shlom. The mitzvahs that are eker, the ones that are on the heel of a person, the ones that don't seem important to the person, is the ones that are the ones that show the greatest chavivus to their Bnei Shalom. Because the heart, someone that gets excited about doing a mitzvah, he gets fanfare maybe for doing a mitzvah, other people see it, people go out to buy an esrig. Those are the mitzvahs that people enjoy doing it for themselves, and they get a geschmack out of it. When you have these ones that don't seem important, and they seem like, who cares, they're not so important. So it says in halacha this, but not so important. That's where it shows the true chavivus. I'd like to take that one step by them. Is I know a person who was a chassan, and he went over to his kala with a very nice bouquet of flowers and said, "My Rosh Yeshiva said that I should give this to you," and he gave it. Now what did he accomplish? What's the point in giving your wife flowers or a chassan giving a kala flowers? If you have to do it, then you lost the whole point of it. But a husband has to take out the garbage. Does that show chavivus to his wife? That doesn't show chavivus to his wife. That's his job. The chassan tells the kala, "I have to, my Rosh Yeshiva told me. It's not pshat that I want to go above and beyond. I want to do something extra for you. Rosh Yeshiva told me it's a responsibility." That shows zero chavivus. That's our responsibilities. Perhaps the pasuk is telling us, Ekev, the stuff that's on the heels, that's already, it's not even Ekev in halacha, but you want to go above and beyond. You want to show the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're right. The halacha is I don't have to do this. But I want to show a special chavivus. That's where you get all these brachas. Moshe says, he talks about tzitzis, about wearing wool tzitzis. He has many truths about it. And he says, he talks about it being in the summer when it's very hot if you should wear wool. And he says in Lysa, there are more paskins, you do not need to wear wool. Period. End of story. Halacha l'maisa, he paskins 100%, you do not have to wear wool tzitzis. But the Moshe suggests that people should wear wool tzitzis. He says it because it shows chavivus. Go paskin and be machna like the machaber. We don't paskin like the machaber. Again, you don't have to. But he says it, but going and putting on wool tzitzis, it shows the Rebbeinu Shalom that you're going extra. You're showing the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm not just doing what my responsibilities are to you. God, I have responsibilities to you, and that's where I draw the line. No, I want to show my appreciation, I want to do something extra. That's where it shows the true chavivus. And it says that a person eventually, hopefully, his whole being can become that. It says by David HaMelech, it says in Tehillim, it says, "Choshafti drochai v'shivi ragli elei doisecha, chashti v'lo yismamati lishma mitzvaisecha." The Medrash explains, David HaMelech says, that every morning he wakes up, and I think I'm going to go to here, I'm going to go there, I have all his brainies of where I'm going to go. But ultimately, my feet take me to the Beis Medrash. And many of Farshim explained that it was a trick that David HaMelech was tricking. He tricks the Yetzirah every day. The Yetzirah, if he's going to say, he's going to wake up in the morning, he's going to the Beis Medrash, the Yetzirah is going to try to trick him. He woke up in the morning, he says, "I'm going to the supermarket," and the Yetzirah didn't have to worry about it. And then when he was in the Beis Medrash, it was too late already. But the point is that a person has to work on of being Ekev, down to his very heel, down to his very being of a person, that his goof becomes a goof, that automatically, without thought process, like sometimes we have in Shemini Esrei by Moedim, we automatically bow down. But a person should get to the level of doing things automatically, of following the world they're going to.